Well, I know, I already know this, but could you please state your name and how to spell it?
Cooper Evans, Cooper Evans.
And what's your grade level?
I'm a junior.
And you're the kicker on the varsity football team?
Yes, sir.
And so, what goes through your mind? What's your process before you are about to take a kick?
Like, in a game?
In a game, yeah.
Well, you always assess the situation and the conditions we're in. Like, if it's windy, look at the flags on the goalposts, and then ball's normally never in the middle of the field when I'm kicking a field goal in game, so adjust the tee, get my holder lined up correctly, and then really just try to relax as much as you can. And we've built the confidence where we can make any kick within the 50, so just if when we hit the ball solid, it normally works out well for us.
Yeah. How do you find your range almost? Like, you said you felt confident from anywhere inside the 50. How do you know that? How do you recognize that?
Well, me personally, straightening out my mechanics on my leg swing and everything, and being able to hit a big ball, and then Alexander, my long snapper, has been long snapping for me since ninth grade JV football, so he's comfortable with it. And then Jackson Hall, the backup quarterback and the holder for me, we've just been building chemistry between us as a trio over the summer and leading into the season, so we feel comfortable anywhere on the field.
Yeah. And is kicker sort of an isolating position on the team? You're not really connected to the rest of the plays, or no?
I think I definitely have a way different role than everyone else on the team. I mean, I'm on the field the entire game for probably 2 minutes, including punts and kickoffs and the return. But for me, I have a job, and it's like my one job is to execute it. So it's expected when I do it, but frowned upon when I don't. So I kind of, it's like I'll get one shot in a game, and if I miss, we might not get another opportunity the whole game. So for me, it's building my mindset to capitalize on every opportunity I get, and then just make my mindset like just go kick by kick, and if I miss one, next play mentality, and get through the game.
Yeah. And so you also punt, correct?
Yeah, I do.
Is that, how's that different from kicking?
Well, the leg swings are completely opposite. Punting, I'm basically trying to be 100% straight and vertical. And the steps are a little different, but then at the same time, we're trying to execute different, like, kicks. Like, when I'm punting, my main goal is to put the defense in a good situation to make the stop the next drive. Or, like, say I'm punting to their end zone to try to pin them deep. How I drop the ball to make it spin when it hits the ground. How I take my steps out to a certain angle to put it in a certain place. And then for kicking, it's more like make the kick or one goal is put it through the uprights, and that's it.
Yeah. How do you handle the pressure of being a kicker when you only have that one shot?
Well, like I said earlier, it's like the confidence we've built going into the season and me knowing I can make this kick. I just kind of, I don't hear much of when I'm like running out into the field and lining up the kick. Like, I don't hear much of the crowd noise or anything for some reason. So it's just me trying to hit the ball solid and give it a good chance.
How important is routine?
Well, for every kicker, it's your steps have to be dialed in where they're the same every single time, so you'll have the highest consistency rate. And that's for all three, field goals, kickoffs, and punts. All your steps have to be as consistent as they can be. And it just, once your steps are locked in and they fit your, like, body type, like your muscle mass and like your so most kickers grow up playing soccer, of course, but this, like, the soccer leg swing is terrible for kicking field goals. So people adjust their steps to how they kick a soccer ball when they kick a field goal. So it's just setting up your biomechanics to execute each play.
So is it some of the steps are rooted in science rather than feeling?
It's a lot more like micro, what was the word I was going to say? It's a lot more like precise, how I can move my body to the ball to generate the most power and just have a consistent rate of power on each kick is one thing I've focused on this summer and leading into the season especially.
What's the hardest part of being a kicker for you?
The hardest part of being a kicker is when really you go out to kick a field goal, you know you can execute it, but then you just lose focus and miss the kick, and it's like that could have put a lot more confidence in our team to finish the game, could have put us up some points. So it's the hardest part is when you miss and then you have to teach yourself to bounce back and mm-hmm. not let the one you miss affect your next kick. Mm-hmm. So I think changing my mindset and growing up as a player mm-hmm. is the hardest thing to kicking.
Yeah. How did you teach yourself to rebound?
Well, really, I just want to say I've had good people around me as I've developed as a player, and a kicker in general. Mm-hmm. So people have just told me, like, keep a level head. Mm-hmm. Like, if next play mentality is something they stress mm-hmm. to the team a lot for all, that goes to all positions, but highlights kickers too, because, like we said, you get that mm-hmm. one opportunity. And if you mess up, you got to go do it again. So
yeah.
Can't let it affect you.
Yeah.
But,
Who were the coaches that helped you sort of develop that mentality?
Coach Perno, the head coach, and then mm-hmm. Coach Ricky Bussell, he's more of a quarterback coach, offense mm-hmm. coach, but I worked with him over the summer, and these are for the school, but I've had a private trainer mm-hmm. that I've been doing lessons with since eighth grade, and he's produced a lot of quality and mm-hmm. college D1 kickers, so I've really just believed in his system and mm-hmm. trusted in his system, and it's gotten me to the point where I'm pretty solid, but I have room to grow. And mm-hmm. with me and him, we'll I think we can accomplish it by next season.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Mark Nolan.
Mark
with
Nolan.
The Kicker Zone.
Kicker Zone.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of what specifically did he teach you about kicking that you didn't
know
before?
Like my first lesson, I was a noob. Like, mm-hmm. I was not a good kicker. And mm-hmm. so he's basically started me from huge soccer background, mm-hmm. like, since I don't know how young. We were so young. And he's basically changed my soccer form and straightened it up more for mm-hmm. me so I can be a better kicker. And once I finally started to believe in the drill work we were doing and practiced it on my own, I grew a lot. I grew, like, my skill grew a lot in a small amount of time. And then I continued to play soccer as I started kicking. But he tried to convince me to stop playing soccer. And mm-hmm. Your leg swing has to be muscle memory. Mm-hmm. To like so it's exact every single time. And once I listened to him and we stopped mm-hmm. playing soccer and focused full on like mastering my leg swing to produce the most amount of velocity and power through a football was probably the best thing I've learned from him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do you sort of stay connected to the rest of the team even when you're playing such a specialized position?
Well, with kicking, I try to kick a certain amount of balls throughout the week. Like, mm-hmm. during the season, I'm kicking every single day of the week, and then mm-hmm. including Fridays on game day, and then normally Saturday, I will have a training session with mm-hmm. Coach Nolan. So I try to put a ball count on my kicks and stuff, and it helps me from a mental standpoint too, being like, say I'm having a bad day, I'm missing a couple of kicks, but mm-hmm. I hit my ball count and I just have to stop, and then I go back. Coach Bustle's a quarterback coach, mm-hmm. and I'm with him normally, so I'll catch balls with Lucian and Jackson mm-hmm. and be a dummy for the running backs and linebackers mm-hmm. sometimes, just to, that's staying connected to the team. But I think our coaches in this program have set it up where all the players have been close since C-team football, mm-hmm. 7th and 8th grade. So I think just me being a kicker doesn't even affect. I think a team as a whole is we're really close. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite memory or a favorite kick you've ever made at Clark Central?
Probably last year against Buford, the first game of the season. Mm-hmm. I was a sophomore, and it was my mm-hmm. first season starting on varsity. As ninth grade, I rode the bench because there was a senior kicker. And I remember I just had this feeling in my legs when I was lined up to kick the kick that I'd never felt before, and it was nervous. And then mm-hmm. and I was really nervous, and my holder, Renardo Faust, he just looked at me and told me to calm down, and I have a bunch of faith in him, and I have a bunch of faith in Jackson, and mm-hmm. he calmed me down, and it was the score was like 0-0 in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. It was like a big kick to take the lead, whatever, and we made it, and it was basically effortless, like a great in-game kick, like executed my steps and leg swing very well, and it was almost the best part about it was the sigh of relief mm-hmm. of I realized I was like, oh, I do this in practice all the time. The game's not much different. There's just a couple more eyes mm-hmm. looking at me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that has to be my favorite memory, mm-hmm. kicking.
Yeah. And so you've talked a lot about building chemistry with the holder and the snapper. How do you do that?
Really, there's certain drills to help your long snapper out, mm-hmm. and certain drills to help your holder out. But I think overall is you just need reps. Mm-hmm. Like, the more reps you get, the more comfortable everybody will get. Mm-hmm. And I think our coach has given us a lot of opportunities coming into the season and during practice where we've all been friends off the field, so we've always had, like, we have a good bond and whatever. Mm-hmm. So once we got the chemistry down with the kicking, it was like everything just clicked and we were all really tight, and we all realized we had really big roles, but we can execute them now, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And is there any other outside training you do, like camps or stuff, or stuff like that?
Well, I go to, I've been to multiple, like, recruiting and mm-hmm. ranking camps that just to get myself out there as a mm-hmm. as a prospect to play college football. Mm-hmm. But a lot of kicking is really being strong in the weight room. Mm-hmm. Like, most kickers think they just have to build their legs, but I think I focus more on my upper body, and it's given me, and really putting on mass as a kicker mm-hmm. helps you out. It just helps you bring more velocity through the ball in general. Mm-hmm. So I've tried to just basically put on as much pounds of the right weight as I can, like mm-hmm. more muscle instead of fat. And then I'm a teenager and I've been growing, so mm-hmm. I think that's a big factor into my, like, kicking growth too, so.
Yeah. Do you have a goal anywhere to play in high school, in college, or do you have a place you want to go, or just a goal you set for yourself?
I mean, of course, since, like, Pee Wee football, I've always wanted to play college football, mm-hmm. and just me, I wouldn't say I have a goal of, like, my dream school. Mm-hmm. I just think I would love to go to a school that I would fit in at. And I would like to go to a school that I could contribute to the team as much as I can. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say I had an exact, like, dream school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those camps, how do they sort of get your... How do those help you get your name out there?
So they're... Like these are nationwide camps,
mm-hmm.
where these guys that have kicked pro football, college football, mm-hmm. whatever, they start coaching and they start hosting camps. But these guys, they've been in the kicking world for a while, so
mm-hmm.
special teams coaches and kicking coaches in the college world trust them and trust their, like, expertise and realize that they know most of everything about kicking. So you perform well in these camps and get ranked high in your class or rated high
mm-hmm.
on, like, the star chart. As a football player,
mm-hmm.
you get more recognition from, like, college coaches will start reaching out to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to get in contact and send huddle film, and they kind of the recruiting. I mean, the ranking camps kind of just help you put your name on the map,
mm-hmm.
and then they. I wouldn't say the ranking camps got you offers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a better way to start communications with coaches.
Yeah. Has that been your experience? Have you been communicating with coaches?
Yeah. It's pretty hard to especially get a scholarship
mm-hmm.
as a kicker, because we're like, there's four roster spots on most college teams have, I want to say, seven specialists, including long snappers,
mm-hmm.
but only the starters are on scholarship. So I've talked to multiple coaches, but me being a junior in high school
mm-hmm.
and I'm early in my recruiting process,
mm-hmm.
I'm just waiting it out for these 2023s to commit to wherever they're committing to, and then it will pick up in the summer and fall next year.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you're looking to prepare to do to get recruited nationally, or anything else on your bucket list, kicking list?
Being a big Twitter has been a big influence in the recruiting world, and just
mm-hmm.
communicating with coaches, and then like sharing out little like videos and clips of you kicking, and
mm-hmm.
it's a great way to show your highlight film and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
get your highlight film around to coaches. So I plan on capitalizing on that and trying to contact multiple coaches and see where it goes from there.
Right. Is there anything else you'd like to add about kicking?
No, that's really it. All
right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Cool. That should probably